you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
welcome in, folks. Another edition of the Gray Area. Joel and Gray here. It's quite a weekend. What a meltdown. If there's something in your belongings at home, a shed, a doghouse, whatever it may be, that has a roof on it, and it did not leak over the weekend, you're good. You're good for probably 10 or 20 more years. If there was dripping, if... Even one drip into a home can trigger in your mind what is going on in the rest of that area up in the rafters. That one drip. Is there a pool of water up there and just one drip made it through? Or was it just the one drip? That is the question that will involve thousands of dollars to figure out whether or not you have an issue. I've mentioned many times before, I got a flat roof on part of my house, and there's, it's not flooding in, but we get a drip. We get a drip here. I shouldn't say this. Somebody might try to buy my house someday and say, oh, Joel said he's got a roof leak. So I'll just say, we have it under control. I'll say we have it under control. But all that snow that's on the roof or on the shed or whatever, may want to take a look at some of those outsheds and stuff, see how they're doing out there, because it's coming down gradual. Could you imagine if we had 70 degrees right now, what would be happening out there? It's good that we have the 45 or 50, because that's providing just for a gradual drip and is alerting you of any problems that may occur when we do actually get to 70, because there's a lot of snow to melt out there. It was good to see that the snowmobile trails, held up all right over the weekend. That sunshine and all that warm weather, I know it made a hit on it, but I don't know. Maybe we'll have to check the Facebook trail situation, but I would guess they may hold in there for another week or so, snowmobile trails. So Gray is busy. He's just busy as a beaver in the background editing as we speak.
I'm doing magic, Joel.
He's doing magic for me. So the top, we're down to the top 30, by the way. We're down to the top 30 of people that Joel has met or interviewed. This is very self-serving, so I hope you'll just put up with me on this. I put this list together a couple years ago, so we'll have a little fun with that a little bit later on. It is a Berkey week for those of you who love the – I know there's a lot of people around the area who put the skis on and go over. Training this past weekend must have been a struggle. It was almost too hot to get out there and get that long run on the cross country trails in. So there's a lot of area people that like to go over and do it either seriously or do some of the fun stuff. They'll make it happen over there. The good news is for the Berkey and Hayward is that the temperatures later in the week are supposed to be cooler. So that should help out if they do have to make some snow. They got those machines they can bring in and, you know, scatter the snow. So the temperature should be a little bit better as we get a little bit later on into the week. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning, Joel. I've come out of the cave that hides underneath the desk here. There's a little editing cave. And if you're wondering where the ads get edited, that's precisely where.
I asked Gray about literally 30 seconds before we went on the air. I said, can you get me this? Because I want to make a reference to it. And it has to do with the Olympics. Did you watch any of the Winter Olympics over the weekend?
I saw somebody, they said, we found slow-mo footage of what caused Ilya Malin and the American figure skater to fall. as he did the other day. And I clicked on it unsuspecting. I know better. But what did I find but a video of that Canadian curler double booping like he was touching his figure skate. It was a really clever idea somebody had there. But I didn't actually watch much of it this weekend. I saw the highlights, especially of the controversy, the Canadian controversy that I just referenced. Wow, how dare they?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, I mean, you get highly competitive stuff like this, and stuff's going to happen.
Well, and there's a clear rule. There's a clear rule that you can't double touch it. There are dozens of cameras. The real issue here, apologizing is fatal. Mm-hmm. It's fatal to these people. And that's it's not the Canadians. This isn't a Canadian issue. In fact, I bet they're probably suffering from it less than the average human being because they're Canadians. But seriously, people treat it like you can't apologize. Saving face used to mean apologizing. Nowadays, saving face means going on the attack hard enough that people agree with you because you're fun to watch. So it's like, yeah, if you agree with the Canadian because he didn't take that garbage, he goofed up. The Canadian was wrong, and he was wrong twice. He should just say, hey, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's so unpopular right now. It's, let's practice it together. I'm sorry. It feels good. The world flows more smoothly. You might end up, you'll like, a couple years go by, you practice your apologies, you'll have like a garden and more friends. It's weird what enters your life when you stop doing what that Canadian guy did. Just say, I'm sorry.
I mean, we got hundreds, thousands of athletes at the Olympics, and, you know, things happen, and then how you react to them instantly sometimes sets the tone for the rest of it because, you know, we've all had that moment in school or in life where someone asks you a question, hey, who did, you know, whatever it might be. And that moment you say, I didn't do it. you're locked in.
Yes.
Even if you did it, even if you come back 5 seconds later and say, okay, I did it. The person who asked the question is like, well, what, you just said you didn't and now you did. And that instant reaction, sometimes you need to jump on that right away. Like if they do something wrong and you make the wrong comment, if you come back almost instantly and say, you know what, I just had a knee-jerk reaction to that, and I did whatever, and I apologize, then we can move on. But when you let it simmer on the back burner for days and days and days, and just like, well, you just lied. That wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. You just lied, and you let it simmer for a long time.
And you felt like sticking with it was easier than apologizing. Blah! Oh, yeah. My goodness. How did we lose track of that? Yeah, saving face now means something completely different. Canada needs to save face in the Olympic arena. We won't talk about actual politics because we can only say so much right now in regards to how Canada is treating people. That said, I was just in the editing cave. I'm kind of proud of that one. It took me longer than I probably should have. But I'll admit, I'm sitting here wondering why I created this button I just created.
Well, I came to the realization over the weekend. I made a comment last week about curling, and on our weekly team meeting of civic media employees, we were having a little friendly conversation, and I mentioned that you know, curling was something I thought maybe I could get a point, maybe I could. And then one of the people who works for civic media down near Milwaukee says, you know, my husband's a curler, and you know, it's harder than it looks. And she kind of said that you know, standing up on the ice is the hardest part, just staying vertical. And I agree with all that. So I thought to myself, okay, so maybe I can't curl. What could be my role in curling? And I thought to myself, I could be the guy. I could be the guy who yells a lot. Once the slide is done and the stone is released, what do you hear? You hear a lot of this.
Yep, 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 yep.
Yep, 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 yep,
yep, yep, yep.
I could be that guy in the back just going, yep, 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 yep. And I know they're communicating. They have their ways of saying, you know, sweep left, sweep right, sweep harder, sweep softer, whatever it may be. But it's, to me, it sounds like this.
Yep, 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 yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep, 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 yep.
Yeah! Yeah! Thank you. I can be that guy. I could be that guy in the background. It'd last like 5 seconds, and they'd ask me to leave the facility.
You know, so this is going to sound really weird, but there are video games out there where it's like you can combine anything, like combine air and water, and it makes steam, and you combine steel and metal, and it gives you steam power. And you can like, I feel like, hey, if you combine a timpani, some applause, and the Martian noise, you get a curling sound effect. It's like this weird alchemical, like 2 + 3 = 8 kind of thing we just did there. Just how do you make curling happen?
I love to nerd out and watch curling, because to me, I my son used to be a professional cornhole player, and that might be a surprise to people that that's even a thing. But I traveled with my son across the country for a couple of years, and for someone who was embracing that and kind of enthralled in the professional cornhole community, I get the whole curling thing. All right, people are looking at you and they're saying, really? Really? You're doing this? You got a little belly going on there, and you're still doing this? Really? And that's what cornhole is, too. So I totally embrace the whole thing. I embrace it. And I couldn't imagine just the challenges of those guys. They dance on that ice. I mean, they literally, those guys who are sweeping, they're moving, they're dancing. A stone comes, and they're flicking out their leg and getting around it. I mean, if you and I went out there and tried once to even sweep in front of one of those rocks and go around those stones, we'd probably be concussed on the ice with our heads slamming against it.
Something that I don't think gets enough attention to, like to add to your point, like, yeah, they are incredibly coordinated, and it's more than just moving like they do on the ice to do the job. They're not wearing shoes that are the same. Their shoes are different. Did you know that?
There's a one grip and a one slide.
Yes, right. One grip, one slip. So not only are they doing that, when they, like, if they do have a little mishap, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, the world kind of goes zit, and like you kind of freeze frame.
Yeah.
When that happens to them, they can't just trust their body that says, yeah, put your left foot back to catch your weight, because that might be the slip foot.
Put the correct foot back, yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's a brake and a clutch they're working on down there. It is. They got a brake and a clutch, and if they hit the wrong one, if you've ever driven a 4-speed or a 5-speed, you know if you hit the wrong one, it's not going to end well.
Oh, man. I suddenly wish I had all the sound effects from those Wheelway ads I've been making with the crashes and crunches.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, man. Yes. I got the, tell you what, this is not, that's, oh, that's not the, this is not the ding that I use, but it could be. That would work just fine. I'm suddenly, you know what, I thought I had enough sound effects here before, but I'm suddenly thinking, like, hold on, I could use about 18 more.
I enjoy watching the Olympics, so my wife and I will put it on with no sound a lot until it gets like crunch time at the end of a game, but it's fine. I just enjoy the whole thing, and I just, you know, to want to be an Olympic athlete and to strive for a medal is one of the craziest things that an athlete can do, because you could be so good and just so good, but you get there and literally a tenth of a second, or even a hundredth of a second is the difference between walking home with a gold or saying, I almost got a medal. It's crazy.
You know what? That's the extension of that for me. I've been experiencing that a lot in the Olympics. Like, wow, these margins of error. And you know what form that takes is when the announcer goes, oh no. And I saw nothing happen. Exactly. It's especially with bobsledding. Like, they'll be coming around the corner and like, oh, that looked kind of smooth. And she just goes, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Or they'll start out the race on the skeleton, and all of a sudden the announcer will say, well, that puts her out of the race. I'm just like, what did she do? She ran and jumped on the sled. What are you talking about? Well, she was 0.4 seconds slower than everybody else, and she's done.
Yep, that's an insurmountable deficit. Like, what? Are we talking about my taxes, or did she just start the race? What happened here? Like, I don't get it all of a sudden. Like, and for the bobsledding reference, it was like the front left corner of the sled tapped the inside of the corner. And like, we're going 53.2 miles an hour now.
Like, and if you don't like Tony Romo telling you what the penalty is before the referee announces, it's happening on the Olympics every single time. The announcers are just like, well, that was a nice run for her, but she's done, and she's not even a quarter away down the track yet, and they've announced that the athlete's career is over.
You know what totally happened to me the other day? It was, I suddenly felt like everybody who doesn't listen to football or watch it feels like in that environment, you know? And I mean, like, I'll tell you what, if you have a sport like I have football, I catch your snippets of basketball, and I'm like, man, I don't know much about basketball. But there's still a general, and I don't realize this, but there's still this kind of feeling that I know most of what you're talking about. Like, I could figure it out eventually. But then I watch, like, the speed skaters, and I watched, I think it was a Chinese skater and maybe a Dutch skater. I don't remember which two countries they're from, but they collided a little bit as they were crossing, you know, as the skaters do. They cross lanes at the halfway point. And the European skater was furious. He was so upset. And I thought, oh, he's getting a little bit out of hand. It looked like when tennis stars get a little upset at a normal mistake. Yeah. But then the announcer spent like 2 minutes explaining, like, no, you guys have to understand that when they're switching, it's the outside skater who has the right of way. So the inside skater has to yield if there's a conflict. And of course, it was the inside skater who goofed. So the European skater was in the right. And I was like, I have no idea. I thought they were just going fast in a circle.
Yeah, because one starts on the in, one starts on the out. Then when they get halfway, they have to cross, and that can provide a lot of controversy.
Makes sense. And you got to keep it fair. And how do you do that over a course of laps? And human beings are different, and it's so many I get the idea, but I never felt so small watching sports. I was like, oh man, I feel like I'm 13 listening to my dad. So first down means that this is their first try, and they're going to get four. Wow.
The speed skating, the 500-meter speed skating is one of the premier events, and that's the one that the Wisconsin guy, Jordan Stolz, won. He's from down in the Milwaukee area. And they were talking with him about what he focused on in the last 4 years and training, and he talked about that core strength, the middle strength of his body. And you could just see it in that race, and you knew that his competitors, they realized how good he was at accelerating off the start line and finishing, coming out of that last turn and finishing, because these other guys were taking chances. They were taking chances on the turns, going faster than they should, because they knew once it got to the straightaway, they had to be in front. They were in trouble. Yep. And this Jordan Stolz guy, I said this to my wife after they did that little story, and then they showed him. I said to my wife, I said, he's got a caboose on him. Look at that. I said, you talk about core strength. I mean, sir, Mix-a-Lot, baby got back. I mean, that's why he accelerates so much. You could see his butt and his mid, just incredible acceleration. And it was fun to watch him and to see a Wisconsin guy win.
It totally is. It really is. Big shout out to Jordan Stolz. And if you know him, tell him we were talking about him on the radio because he's gotten a lot more attention than we could possibly
tell him
give
he's got
him.
A nice caboose.
Yeah, no. Tell him they were getting really weird on Park Falls Radio. It was funny, though. We were watching the speed skaters warm up, and my dad made the comment, it's look at them. They're moving sideways. You know, they go left and they go right. And how do you turn that into forward motion? With a lot of muscle packed into a couple key places. Yeah, that's it right
the
there.
Strength is incredible.
You know, Joel, I don't know what I'm going to use this for. I know I'm going to use it. It's going to stay here. We're going to let that get comfortable on our little soundboard here. I've got one that's got a much more tried and true role, one of these sound effects. I think we better fire that one off. You agree? It's this one. It's time for the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Yes, indeed.
We'll see if there's anybody left.
We're going to take caller number 5 just in case, because I know sometimes it takes you a second to get to the phone and dial 715-744-1006 or to open the Civic Media app and just hit the call button. I see a call coming in. There's caller number 1 too fast, caller number 2 too fast. Caller number 5 will get a shake at a gift certificate to a local area business. And I think I see who caller 3, 4, and 5 are going to be. Keep trying, you guys. 715-744-1006, your number 4. One more try, and I think that means I think I know who it's going to be. Need one more. Where is it? Don't give up, you two. There we go. All right, which one of you am I talking to? Oh, who is this?
Pat.
Hey, I got Pat.
How you doing,
Pat? Oh, my goodness. Dawn and Linda trying so hard, going back and forth, vying for it, and Pat snuck in and grabbed caller number 5. Good morning, Pat. How's it going today?
It's going good, Gray.
Pat, I almost called you my name because you just threw it back at me, Pat. Why don't we do what we know how to do well? I'm going to run through the list of sponsors. We're going to give you a try. We didn't manage to get you a certificate last time. Let's see if you can be the start of maybe a streak of winners. Do you have your A or B picked?
Yeah.
Don't tell me yet. Got to go through these sponsors, which this time include Oh Dear Nutrition, Ross's Sport Shop, D&D Tire and Auto, Big Dipper Bar, Lena's Northern Pines Resort, Burgers Bar and Grill. We've also got J&A Services, Marine and Power Sports, Dead Squirrel Bar, Quilt as Desired, Coop's Pizza, and the Butternut Cafe. But Pat, let's give this a spin and find out what certificate we're going for.
All right, here we go.
Pat, we are going for D&D Tire and Auto Center right here in Park Falls. Whether it's an oil change or the full lube oil filter in the or a full engine replacement, D&D's got you covered, and we might just have a discount for you. Are you going with A or B? It's time to reveal your pick.
B.
Going with B today. Okay, here we go, Pat. You've gotten two victories already, and given how many gift certificates we got, I think, Pat, if this one's a victory, it might knock you out for the rest, but let's find out. Let's find out together.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're gonna have a little fun.
Free for all! Yeah!
Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we?
Let's go. What are you waiting for?
Ow!
You betcha.
All right, way to go, Pat.
Pat, you have become the three-time victor. I have no idea how you're doing it, but I'll tell you what, folks, tomorrow's going to be a good day to do it because you would become the second winner in a row. Pat just won one from D&D Tire and Auto Center. Pat, thank you so much for playing. You know where to go to get that victory prize.
Yes, I do, Gray. Thank you.
We'll see you soon, Pat. Pat has been, that's the third victory. Seriously, there's a couple of two-time victors. We've got Gary's won twice. I think we've talked to Don and Linda a couple times each with one victory, but they're due for one pretty soon here. That said, we've been doing this for the most part during the 8 o'clock hour every weekday, the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Pat, the latest winner.
Hoedown.
Oh, some days.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, get down.
It's a modular experience. There's definitely going to be a snowball, a throwdown, and a showdown. There may be a hoedown. There, no blowdown so far. Casey and the Sunshine Band have yet to appear.
Mowdown.
Though they were billed on a future date. I'll tell you what.
I saw grass over the weekend. Mowdown.
I did too, actually. I pulled in and I saw gravel in the driveway here. Okay. I think we're so far off base that we're, I think the term might be AWOL. News, weather, sports coming up next.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Savannah Guthrie on video making another appeal to whoever knows where her mother is. A glove was found about 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home, believed to match the one seen on the person in that video from the home camera on her front porch. ABC's Alex Stone in Tucson.
Agents are awaiting quality control tests before submitting the profile into the FBI's National DNA Database. In video captured by the New York Post, the glove is black latex, and investigators say they don't know yet if it has any connection to the case or if it's just roadside debris.
Iran's top diplomat met with the head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency today ahead of a second round of negotiations with the United States over Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Marco Rubio enthusiastically endorsing Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's bid to serve a fifth straight term. One of Orban's slogans is "Make Europe Great Again." California could get mudslides and flooding today as a big storm is on the way. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. A loss in research grants is costing the universities of Wisconsin millions, Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
Among the changes in federal funding for a variety of fields over the last year, the University of Wisconsin-Madison saw a significant drop in research funding. Outgoing UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin shared a presentation with the Board of Regents last week outlining a 17% decrease in federal research funding since President Donald Trump's inauguration. She also told the Board of Regents that the cuts were not as significant as originally expected because of the numerous lawsuits filed to prevent them. Mnookin says the school was awarded nearly 400 fewer federal grants last year compared to 2024, and nearly 150 active grants were ended or paused, many of which involved research into gender identity and public health. The changes cost UW-Madison about $27 million in federal grant funding compared to 2024. The lawsuits filed to protect that funding have so far led to the restoration of 43 grants that had been ended or paused. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Air Wisconsin is operating now in New Mexico. It no longer has a presence in the state for which it was named. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the company's operations are now owned by an Albuquerque charter company following the sale of Air Wisconsin's assets. CSI Aviation is known for federal contracts like billions in ICE flights. It acquired Air Wisconsin's assets and 13 of its jets in January as part of a $113 million deal. The rest of the planes were sold to a finance firm. Air Wisconsin ended a partnership with American Airlines and began laying off hundreds of employees in January of 2025 as it pivoted to charter flights. Air Wisconsin operated out of Appleton and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
At Monaco Chevrolet, they combine hometown values with exceptional 100% locally owned pride. Now through March 2nd, qualified buyers can enjoy up to $12,000 off MSRP on select 2025 Silverado 1500 crew cabs. This includes $2,500 loyalty bonus and $1,000 trade-in assistance for those with a 2012 or newer Chevy. With six in stock and ready for delivery, Monaco Chevrolet provides honest local service, no games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at monacocars.com.
Spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers pitchers and catchers warming up over the weekend at spring training in Arizona. Players welcoming back Gary Sanchez, the 33-year-old DH and backup catcher, had 11 home runs for the Brewers in 2024 before playing for the Orioles last season. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers' next game is tomorrow night in Columbus when they face the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers now getting national attention after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State at the Kohl Center. Racing. What a crazy finish on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Two pileups and driving through to the finish line was Tyler Reddick in a car owned by NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan.
Last year was really hard for all of us, hard for me. When you're a Cup driver and you get to this level and drive for Michael Jordan, you know, it's expected you win every single year, and I'm just speechless. I didn't know if I'd ever win this race. It's surreal, honestly.
That's Tyler Reddick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Lake House Exteriors in Monaco is your go-to for reliable siding, roofing, and energy-efficient windows. Call 715-614-2225 today.
Two-thirds of the fastest-growing occupations in the next decade will require a technical college education, one you can earn locally at North Central Technical College's Phillips Campus. Earn your welding degree in person with NTC's Open Labs, which give you the flexibility to complete your classes around your schedule in Phillips. The path to a great-paying career is just a weld away. Registration is currently underway. Call to get started today, 715-339-4555.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Discover your dream home or choose from over 60 vacation rentals at northwoodswi.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great start to the work week with plenty of sunshine, mild with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low temperatures in the mid-20s. On Tuesday, more clouds than sun, high temps in the low to mid-40s, rain developing Tuesday night. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning, it was all
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
Hello?
Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
Man, we...
I have people skills.
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Yep.
You want a couple of crying, laughing radio guys. Just get the Martians going.
Such joy in two nonsensical blurbling characters.
We broke Joel.
That's when the stone comes to a end. Just like, yep. Yep. Nope. Let's pick a gray area topic, and then we'll get into Joel's 21 through 30 of the people that he's met and done and all that stuff. So
I like it. Okay, I'll tell you what, Joel. This popped up. I think you must have put this on the topic list sometime Thursday, maybe Wednesday, because I caught it late last week.
All right.
And I thought, what has Joel been doing? Word for word, the question
my wife,
that you put.
My wife says that a lot.
Suspicious silence. How are we still doing donkey basketball?
I heard a advertisement on one of the regional stations advertising donkey basketball, and I think it was at Winter High School. And I applaud you. I applaud you for the tradition. Donkey basketball has been around a long time.
Okay.
A long time. How are we still doing this, though? How are we still? I've been a part of donkey basketball games. I've seen what happens. I see the preparation it takes to make it happen. I see what the animals are up to during the game itself. But I think we need to stop the donkey basketball. I think we need to stop it.
On what basis does it need to stop exactly? Like, what do you think? It can't continue because of the toll on the donkeys gym floors.
I think if they had a boat, I think the donkeys would say, I'll just be over here. I don't think it's necessarily something that they want to do. All right. I'll just leave it at that.
So I need you to understand that this was the first time I'd ever heard of donkey basketball.
What?
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'm Park Falls born and raised. I don't want to argue with you about whether I'm a local.
It was here years ago. It was here. I remember Park Falls Gym back in the 2000s. And anybody who's my age or older, you can go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s. It was a yearly thing. They would tour from school to school to school, and it was a fundraiser. And you'd have, like, the teachers against the students, or the police officers against the EMTs or whatever, the mayor or whatever. And it was you need a helmet. We didn't have a helmet back then, because sometimes the donkeys just decide, I don't want you on my back.
Okay.
And you're going off.
Okay,
you're
okay, going. Okay. So I'll admit, it took me until that sentence you just dropped to understand for sure how this worked, which is humans riding donkeys and
humans
playing basketball.
Riding donkeys, okay. And the only way you can score is you must be on a donkey when you shoot the basket, shoot the ball at the basket. So you can get off your donkey to grab a ball, but then you got to get on your donkey before it moves. And you're playing whatever normal basketball is on donkeys. You're playing a typical game of basketball.
Okay, so you have to be seated on the donkey.
Yes,
can't be standing on it, for example.
Right.
You can't jump off it. So there's no donkey donking.
Yeah, there's no donkey donk. You can't score. You got to score while you're on the donkey. You can sometimes people will take the donkey and they'll, like, because the donkey's just stubborn and won't move, they may, like, pull it over to grab a ball and then jump back on the donkey. And you have certain donkeys that they just don't want anything to do with it. They'll just stand there literally during the whole match. And you have other ones who are like, all right, this is a circus, let's go. And they're running around. It's not right.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? So, like, there may not be allowed donkey dunking, but can you at least play music while they play? I'm sure there's music. If that's the case, I have something to submit for the perfect theme song. Even if there's not donkey dunking, we should still...
Red.
No.
Honky tonk for donkey dunk.
There he catches up to it.
This should be the song. You're right.
I mean, yeah. What theme song could donkey dunking have donkey dunking, but this.
Yeah.
All right, just, the joke has been made. I got to turn it off now.
All right. So,
I beat that to
so
death.
So that's it.
I beat that donkey to death that
and,
fast.
And me too. So hats off to those who are efforting, but I think maybe it's time to move on.
Oh, man. Seriously, I somehow have never heard of this. You'd think you'd have at least.
You've never seen it, I encourage you to see it. I'm sure there's videos of it.
It's worth taking in once, yes, perhaps.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, credit right to the effort.
Let's get one other gray area topic, and then I'll get into my 21 through 30. What else we got up there?
All right, donkey basketball has been eliminating.
It's gone.
You've got a pretty wide one here that I like a lot. Eating pizza.
Oh, okay.
As a topic.
Yeah, I heard a discussion the other day on a podcast I listened to, and they talked about the way people eat pizza, and I was been intrigued because I thought it was rather traditional that you pick up a piece of pizza and you kind of have the crust in your hand and you eat it starting at the skinny end and you gnaw your way toward the crust. But apparently, there's a lot of different ways that people eat pizza. Some like to taco it up. Some like to fold it together. Some don't want anything to do with the crust at all. They just use it as a handle mechanism, and then it goes on the plate. They don't want to eat the crust at all.
Detachable handle.
So how weird am I? I mean, I'm a traditional pizza eater. I start at the point, and I gnaw my way toward the crust. And if the crust is something I want to be a part of, I'll take it. If not, the dog or the deer, somebody will eat it. Somebody will take that.
It will get consumed.
Yeah, how about you? Any non-traditional ways of eating pizza?
You know, it depends. Normally, I do it just that way. But every once in a while, I don't want to wait for it to cool off enough. You know, I'm really hungry. And at that point, I'll taco it. I'll fold it lengthwise.
All right.
From the middle of the crust up to the point. And I found that if both, you know, and then you turn it sideways kind of and you almost eat it like a sandwich.
Right.
Reason being because then the top and the bottom are the crust instead of the searing sauce of death that will take your skin with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would think like, hey, that shouldn't protect you because the hot sauce is just lurking right there in the middle of the. But I'll tell you what, by the time you take the whole bite, the sauce cools down. By some magic, I'll tell you, the New Yorkers got it figured out. You can cool your pizza by about 8 degrees and prevent the burn by folding it in half and turning it sideways. But normally, I'll do what I call normal.
I will admit that if the crust is really good, I may go backwards a little bit. I may take a little nibble at that crust before I get to the end. Because sometimes you take a bite of that crust and you're like, well, this is the best part of the pizza. I'm not waiting for this.
Sometimes it's like a breadstick lurking back there pretending to be a pizza crust. It's like, this is just another course to the meal that you've given to me. Here's the thing, though. I know some people will do that, and they'll do that with every slice. But the problem I have, I want that crust for the handle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valuable tool.
Right, because when you get that middle piece, that middle square piece sometimes of the big pizzas, it's like, all right, what am I doing here? I've got a fork.
Right.
Am I put this in a blender and eat it? What am I going to do with this thing?
Every food is good food. There's every food has its place. Even if it's plain porridge, that's got its place.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of some foods is that not only are they delicious, they're portable. I'm looking at you, tacos. And a lot of Hispanic foods, like if you can grab it, or pasties, or clangers, they're called. There's an English version of them. Basically, bread with meat filling inside. That said, there's food that's just fine that's not portable. But if you're going to give me a pizza and you've got those square slices in the middle you've given me a mixed portability thing, and I've got to treat it all like it's not portable. And I'll tell you what, when I grab that outside crust, I want to grab it and I want to walk away with it. I want to munch on it like your art teacher just kind of looking over your shoulder. Yeah, nice job. Good, nice. But I'm glued to my seat when I've got those sauce cheese monstrosities with no handle on them. And I know I got a fork, or I could wait for it to cool. I don't wanna.
Yeah.
I want a homogenized experience. I want a processed food experience, but a real pizza.
That's a good trivia a poll question. Is the pizza too big if there's not some crust on it somewhere? On every piece. Is it too big?
Or over top?
Because you got those big pizzas they make for like, 10 people. And I understand there's got to be middle pieces to it. You can't have crust on everything. But could we find a way, maybe, to have crust on everything?
Could we do like a squiggle? Make it like a
crust
zigzag
through the middle,
line?
Yeah. Squiggle crust through the middle. There you go.
I mean, like you could literally, that's one way that I'm thinking of it. But what if you had like a, I'm trying to think of like a pizza shaped like the fins on a radiator, back and forth and back and forth with gaps in between. So uh-huh. or basically take your French bread pizza, make it 10 feet long, and then bend it so it actually fits in your oven.
All right.
Like a game of Snake on your phone.
I'm all in on this idea.
See, at that point, there's crust everywhere. You get enough pie for everybody. And, yeah. And even Gino's happy.
As soon as I see the squiggle pizza come out at a local establishment, I'm coming, all right? I'm coming for you.
The squiggle pizza.
The squiggle pizza.
I expect it to have a better name by the time it debuts.
It may.
It's hard to have a worse one.
All right, Joel has 21 through 30 of the people that I've met, interviewed over my many, many 40-plus years in radio. So do we got a drum roll or anything to kick this off or something, a little build?
I theoretically do.
And I messed up, by the way. So there's going to be a couple of overlap because we went into 30 and 29 last time. So
that's more than okay. Here
so
we go.
Number 30 on the people that Joel met, and probably listeners really don't care, but this is all about me right now. Number 30 is Kurt Menefee. I mentioned him last time, host of the NBC, CBS, NFL pregame, postgame show. Kurt Menefee interviewed him. Murr from the Impractical Jokers, number 29. If you watch Impractical Jokers, you know who Murr is. Pretty funny guy. Number 28, Billy Ray Cyrus, Mr. Achy Breaky Heart himself. Enjoyed that interview, talking with Billy Ray. That was kind of back when his daughter Miley was kind of making her way back in the 2000 teens somewhere. So that's 30, 29, 28. Number 27, Billy Gilman, teen star, had the song called One Voice, and then puberty hit, and we never heard from him again. 30, 29, 28, 27. Number 26, Todd Bowman, former Viking backup quarterback, NFC Player of the Week. One week I followed him in high school, was the first interview he ever did. Then I got to see him in the Viking locker room after a game, and we reunited, and it was just an emotional thing for me. It was wonderful. 39, 28, 27. Okay, number 26, 25, number 25, Peter and Paul from Peter, Paul, and Mary, which actually won a WBA award somewhere here.
And they sang for you, didn't they?
Yes, it was shortly after Mary had passed away, and they talked about their career, and they serenaded us via the phone. That was a wonderful thing. So Peter, Paul, so 30, 29, 27, 26, 25, number 24. Country singer Gary Allen, who's got some country classics that we play. Number 23, Scotty McCreery, who's a big star right now. When he came off of the American Idol or something like that, we had a chance to interview him, and he was who you thought he is, just a nice guy. Major 7, 6, 5, 5, 4, 23, 22, the entire group Alabama we got to interview. And that's one of my favorite ones, actually, because it was right around my wife and I's anniversary. And I told him that She and I by Alabama was kind of a song that I declared was kind of our song that my wife said really wasn't our song. And they serenaded me with She and I for about 10 seconds. And they said, go buy the record.
That's fair.
So that was 22. 21, Matthew Ramsey from Old Dominion. Matthew Ramsey, the lead singer. He was at Logjam. The folks put on down in Phillips years ago. It was, they signed them, and then during the year between them signing them and them playing at Logjam, they blew up. They had a huge sound system. And Matthew Ramsey took me backstage and showed me the whole thing. And we had a chance to interview him one-on-one. That was pretty cool. I wish I would have recorded that, but I did not. And I think I'll include this, number 20, the deep voice guy, Richard Sturban. From the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban, oom-pa-pa-oom-pa-pa-mow-mow. That was awesome. And he gave me one of those at the end of the interview, too. He gave me a little oom-pa-pa at the end of it. So there you go. We're down to the top 20 now. I know you can't wait. Two more weeks of excitement, of just anticipation here on the Gray Area.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. It's easy to forget what kind of things, you know, what you've got today on your plate. It's easy to forget all the cool things you've already accomplished. I like stopping. I like pausing. I like looking back without getting lost in the past, Recognizing how cool it's been.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It was fun to I was kind of forced into it because when we moved into our new computer system a few years ago, I had to get everything out. Otherwise, it was going to be gone forever. So I spent a lot of time going through. I was just like, oh, I don't remember that one, but then I saved it. So it's pretty cool. the memories that we build, yeah, they're important.
Well, thank you for sharing them with us and for spending some time this morning. We'll get you back in here on Monday morning and probably later this week. You got big plans this week, lot to do.
Oh, just enjoying that warm weather. I've spent a lot of time outside just moving, just flicking water and just moving stuff.
Yes,
a lot of it's good mental. It's just good. It's good for the brain.
Honestly, it was kind of silly. Yesterday, I took Toby out and he goes back behind the garage to do his business. And the garage was dripping, and I was hearing water hitting pools, and you hear that particular dripping into a puddle noise.
Right.
And
right.
I thought, if I close my eyes for just a second, I can almost pretend it's a cool summer day.
Exactly.
What a peaceful moment. I hope you guys get anything like that. And Joel, thank you again.
My dog enjoys the sunshine. We go outside, and as soon as he feels that sun, he freezes. And we have a little handicap ramp we use for him to get down the steps because he doesn't get down steps too well. Saturday, he went out there. He went halfway down this little handicap ramp, and he stopped in the middle of the ramp because he felt the sun. Problem is, his butt kept going, like, all the way down the ramp. So he's, like, pedaling upward, and his butt's going down. But he was in the sunshine, and he's happy. I've got a dog that will just sit there. When it feels the sun, he'll just sit down, and he'll put his head up to the sun and just close his eyes. It's wonderful.
Billy, whatever you do, don't try to swim on the land like that. It's not going to work well for you. All right. Well, we'll be back later on the other side of 9 o'clock. We'll be back with Joel. Later this week, next week too. Joel, have a good day. Thank you so much. We got the sound of Joel fading off into the distance here. And he's gone. Just poof into the distance. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. He's coming back.
Hello.
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 Nope.
That's the Monday reaction. Nope. We got a word from sponsors coming up and some birthdays after 9 o'clock. Thanks for bearing with me as things schedule themselves occasionally, like they do on 98Q Country.
From harsh winters to hot summers, trust Lake House Exteriors for top quality siding, roofing, and windows. Call now at 715-614-2225.
At Northwoods Realty and Property Management, they know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's your cozy shelter from the storm. Their realtors